Manor. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now. Hour number two here with Reverend Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis, and Ernie from Virginia. You've raised a couple of points that he has addressed. I know you want to raise another couple of issues to tie it all together. Go ahead. Go ahead, okay. Ernie.
The other thing is our politicians and the elitists who control them have left our southern border open for years, and with those rash of fires and the damage, the untold damage and destruction and, to Americans in California, and the financial and economic damage also caused there, what is not being reported is, and I read this for the first time by Mr. Chapman today, that a total of five people have been arrested in conjunction with fires in Southern California. Mm-hmm. There's now a $250,000 reward for letting police know who is setting the fires. One is Katrina Pineda, who was observed lighting fires on a San Fernando Valley hillside. Pineda is from Guatemala. The other five are illegal aliens. A sixth man was shot to death as he attempted to run down police who had approached him to see if he might be trying to set a fire. Now, when you were at your meeting in Panama, did you hear much discussion about unrest and potential guerrilla warfare coming from the Central America towards the U.S. at the same time we're being hit with this potential war with Iran, as the president has talked about World War III and Israel not going to let Iran get by with their nuclear bomb objectives? And you just mentioned the Pakistani who told you that a nuclear bomb or bombs have been given already to Iran. We have vulnerabilities, not only economically and financial, but mm-hmm. there's 20 to 30 million illegals and the crime wave from these illegal aliens. 12 to 25 Americans are being killed, maimed, robbed, raped a day. And Americans are just under so much pressure, and their politicians ignore them. And they continue to ignore what's going on in the border, the illegal alien invasion, and the lack of homeland security efforts to build this two-tier fence to secure our borders. So in your meetings in Panama, did anyone bring up to you this potential invasion from Central or South America?
The group in Panama that I was speaking with were very, what should we say, people who were quite well-to-do from many countries of the world, mostly from Canada. To deal with the illegal alien, that was not a part of the seminar, therefore I didn't hear anything about this. But to actually see the airstrip that had been bought by, and this was an Air Force base, huge, they bring the big 747s in.
Was it the Air Force base or the Naval base? When I was in the Navy, I was stationed at the Rodman Naval Base near the Canal Zone for 6-month periods during a two-and-a-half-year period. So I'm very familiar with Panama. I don't recall the Air Force base. Are you sure it wasn't the Naval base?
It was right across the street from the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel. Now, you'll recognize that one because it's been there for a number of years.
Yes.
And
that's
right across the street from that is an Air Force base.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I remember Fort Sherman, the jungle training school. I attended there, and the mm-hmm. giveaway of the Panama Canal, Mr. Pastor, the same person behind the North American Union, discussed me to no end that yep. should have been a treaty vote, and the giveaway of the canal and giving the Chinese control of the canal zone, that was another matter.
Now you can understand why all of this has been part of the grand design, as they
say. Oh, yes, and this is a step-by-step approach, and where we're heading now, and your statements tonight are very consistent with Mr. Chapman's write-up in the International Forecaster, and the dollar's collapse is sooner than later.
Absolutely, Ernie. Hey, we got to move along, but thanks, Ernie, for all the good points. So continue when we come back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
First sensible thing I've heard all evening.
And we're back now with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, let me grab another call here. Steve in Ohio has been waiting. Hello, Steve. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Yeah, sorry, Rick. Since I've called, the subject matter's got a little bit deeper, but I'll give it a try anyway. What I'm real concerned about is if the dollar takes a plunge and just goes down to nothing, what about all these elderly people that are drawing Social Security checks? Are them going to be any good?
Well, I think Ron Paul answered that fairly well on a show that he was on just last night. Some of you may have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul was on with one of our famous talk show hosts here in America, mm-hmm. and he said that there's no money left in Social Security. He let it be known there's no possible way that the young people of today will ever be able to get Social Security. It just won't be there for them when it comes around to it. And so, yeah, Jay Leno last night's show, Ron Paul made it very plain what's going to happen about Social Security.
Oh, you're correct.
The people won't have it.
Yeah, a lot of these elderly people don't even have family, you know. That's going to be a shame.
But you see, don't worry now. The government's going to take care of you.
Yeah,
Big
you know
Brother what? Will come along, and they'll say, just give us your soul, and we'll take care of all of you. You accept the mark, and you accept all of the registrations, the IDs. We want to make you safe, and we'll take care of Mom and Pop and Grandma and Granddad, and we'll take care of you, too. All you got to do is just surrender your liberties, you know?
I think these cycles will be down in their luxury underground shelter while we're up here struggling to survive and being vaporized. So
Right. Being an order out of chaos, Lindsay. And this is a good question Steve has brought up, because after all the dust settles and after all of the conflict and wars and all of the destruction, there will come this system of peace on Earth, you see. They will restore everybody's faith. There'll be this ruler coming, I think. And this is what I'm looking at from the scriptures, you see. Lindsay, I think you know, as a minister, of course, as the gospel, I think you can also see that that's what they'll pull, this great deception of control. It's all about control, isn't it?
Yes. The name of the game is control. And fortunately, Rick, you and I and your listeners have read the last chapter, which is in the scriptures.
Yes.
And we know what the end result will be, but our government will not admit to massive inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet groceries at the grocery store up 21% since January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
A gallon of milk, $4 and $5 a gallon, depending on where you buy it in the United States of America. Go and try to buy anything at the major department stores anymore. What's the price? Up. So since they won't admit to inflation, that means that they don't have to give the Social Security recipients that increase in their check. And every month is getting cut shorter and shorter. These poor people, I have heard some horror stories of the people who are trying to live on Social Security. Then, of course, when the dollar collapses even further, well, this speaks for itself as to what's going to happen.
Mm, absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for the call, bringing that up. I appreciate that topic.
Thank you.
Lester in Ohio. Hi, you're on with Lindsay Williams.
Hello?
Yes, Lester.
Yeah, and we're talking about God, oil, and all these things, you know.
Yes.
You know, clean back when Bill Clinton was in office, before the Pope ever came and took and patted him on the back and told him, don't worry about it, it'll be all right, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the seven Pleiades came to the right hand of Venus in the western sky. And if you open up your Bible and you take and look at the beginning of Revelations, he speaks of the mystery of the seven stars. Now, they might all want to take and run down into their caves and hide, but, you know, God himself controls every molecule and every atom and everything on this earth and everything in the universe. And, you know, I'm kind of anxious for them to all get down there myself because, you know, then he can close the door and we ain't got to take and worry about them no more.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be up here cursing us and cussing us and enslaving us and...
Well, I can understand your anxiousness. I'm pretty anxious myself.
I mean, you know,
right now, we're still here, and we're still in the flesh, and, you know, there are certain things we have to do.
Well, maybe you're still in the flesh. I consider myself to be more in the spirit than in the flesh.
Well, you can pass through walls and windows. I can't.
Well, I ain't worried about walls and windows, and, you know, I got the Lord to take care of me.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Lester.
Oh, why are you hurrying me up here?
Well, we got other callers, and we have to rule because we can't keep Lindsay on until midnight tonight.
Well, I wanted to know what Lindsay's opinions of all this was. I mean, you know, I mean, after all, you know, he is a preacher, and he is a man. He's supposed to be, you know. Be a man of God, I mean, and all this here, I mean...
So you want... What is your question for Lindsay now? Why don't you rephrase it for him quickly?
Well, I think basically in a nutshell, it's I sleep quite well at night. Don't look behind bushes.
Oh, I don't
and
either.
When you make preparations, when you know the issues and take preparations ahead of time, you can forestall this for your particular family. Just decide what kind of lifestyle you want to live when it's all said and done. And then go ahead and begin to make preparations right now for whatever the inevitable
Lindsay,
may be.
You can get a hold of me at llcstone1@msn.com.
Okay.
I would really like to take and talk to you.
Right.
Oh, I'd be more than happy.
I know they ain't got time to take and let me, you know. Everywhere
well,
I go, there ain't nobody got time to take and talk. They've always got something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to
oil.com.
Send me an email, and I'll be glad to respond to you.
Okay, I'll write that down, and I'll do that.
Oil.com. Very simple.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, I appreciate that. Okay, do we have the next call yet? No? Do we have Vicki in Idaho, or did she drop off? Oh, she did. All right. Okay, well, then that frees up a line. We have one line available. We have a couple of lines available right now for Lindsay. If you want a quick call, do it now before the end of the half hour here, 800-313-9443. I think a lot of people, Lindsay, are dizzy, quite frankly, and their heads are spinning because they've been hearing you and Bob Chapin, and they've been hearing John Klar and all of the others that we've had on the program coming at this essentially from the same direction, but also from different perspectives, you know, the Congress and the laws that are being passed to clamp down on dissent, and you know about the RX-84 program, and you know about the Pentagon's plans taking care of American dissenters and those that might revolt at any time. And now we have the new H.R. bill, the H.R. 1955, the Senate bill 1959, dealing with so-called homegrown terrorism. There's something going on now, and you can see this invisible hand where even the congressmen themselves are signing on to legislation. They don't even fully know how to defend or how to discuss because they haven't read it. And they're pushing, just like the Patriot Act was pushed through Congress after 9/11, and almost every congressman did not read it. Ron Paul knew what it was. He read it, and he voted against it. You see, what's happening is it's an economic, political, military, financial, and a spiritual war all wrapped in one, Lindsay. That's the way, yes, I'm seeing it.
You're exactly right, Rick, mm-hmm. And so fortunate. Your listeners are the most fortunate people imaginable because they can hear day after day after day what you're saying.
Absolutely,
And know the issues on a 24-hour basis. Things are happening so rapidly. My estimation would be they have accelerated everything that they're going to do. And it is taking place so quickly.
Sure.
Until really anymore, a person must listen to your broadcast every day and know what has happened in the last 24 hours. So many things can take place in just one period of time, one day's time.
Yes.
That how does a person, unless they listen to a broadcast like yours, there's no way they're going to get all of this. And aren't we glad that Republic Broadcasting is out there with so many different people in a day, approaching it from so many different angles?
That's the key. Let's see if we could squeeze in a quickie from Richard in Alabama. Hello, Rich.
Mr. Williams, please describe the mechanics of the changeover to the Amero. Like, will there be a Federal Reserve? Will there be American banks? Or how will they affect the changeover to the Amero?
The Amero will be a change of currency. It'll be issued by the same people that issue the present currency today. Whether they will have an exchange of 1-3 or 1-1 or 1-2, no one has ever said yet. If you'd like to know the intricate details of this, we were able to secure the minutes from the Council of Foreign Relations where they actually discussed this. Go to my website, lwoil.com, click on the minutes of the on the North American Union, and you'll actually be able to print out or read for yourself the minutes of the meeting where our president and the president of Mexico and Canada met secretively with the elitists of the world and actually discussed what their actual agenda is going to be in order to bring all this about by the year 2010. So the exchange over of the currency, first of all, they must collapse our present dollar. Once it's collapsed, then they can bring in a new currency because the American people would literally beg for it when the dollar becomes so worthless. Same people all over again. The Federal Reserve, same ones that presently issue our currency, will issue the new currency. So, you know, it's the same bunch. It's just that we'll have to deal with them. The middle class of America basically is going to disappear.
What do we do with mortgages? How about all the mortgages written up in dollars?
I'm quite sure they'll, well, as of right now, there's so many mortgages that are going under. That's a subject that is a whole program within itself, what's happening to the real estate market.
All right, Rich, we got to take a break. Thank you for the questions, though. Good questions. We'll be back with more of Lindsay Williams right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. a timely discussion, ladies and gentlemen, with Radio Avenger Rick Adams. Be right back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, I am back now with more of Reverend Lindsey Williams. And, Lindsey, seeing as we have so much interest and so many callers, if you wish, you may stay over till the 10-minute of the next hour, this hour break. Is that okay?
Rick, I'd consider it a privilege to help your audience as much as I possibly can.
All right. Since we do have such extended interest, we'll do that anyway for the next, for the next 25 minutes or so.
Isn't it amazing how interested people are in knowing the issues and taking action to do something about it? I am excited that so many Americans are willing to go ahead and let's do something right now. Of course, maybe it's because the fact they're hurting so bad.
That's the key, I think, because, you know, for years, Lindsey, you were talking this way, and I've been talking this way, and we've been providing materials, and, you know, I remember in the 1970s when, I was one of those John Burchard types trying to tell people what was happening, and we were in the oil embargo. You remember the 1973 era? You remember when people were lined up at gas stations, and we were handing out literature. And the literature was telling them there's no gas shortage. There is no crisis. It's made in Washington. And people were starting to read then. And then after that, hey, guess what? Right back to business as usual. Well, it's no longer that simple.
Yeah. 35 years ago, when my book, Energy and On Crisis, came out, I said gasoline's going to be $3 a gallon. People laughed at me back in those days on radio talk shows. Now I'm telling you, you are going to see $7, $9, maybe even $11 a gallon. And since oil, crude oil this morning closed at $94.13, I mean, when it was $60 a barrel, we were paying $3 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, they positively must change the price at the gas pump to meet the difference between $60 a barrel and $90 a barrel, and you are going to see this in home heating oil. You're going to see it just before the Christmas holidays. You're going to see a major, and it's going to take somewhere between 30 and 50 cents a gallon to make up the difference between $60 and $90 a barrel.
Indeed it will. Okay, let's take Bob in Texas with a question for Lindsay.
No, it's Bob in Tennessee.
I'm sorry, Bob in Tennessee.
That's fine.
Hi, Bob.
We've talked about the upcoming decline in our economy, and I think the last time that happened, it was called the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've talked to a lot of people in my family that lived through that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what scares me is back in those days, my people lived up here in these mountains, they were pretty self-sufficient. People today living in suburbia and these subdivisions and stuff, they don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know how to prepare food.
That's absolutely true.
And, live without refrigeration. The houses that we have today are not set up to live that way. My lifestyle is pretty self-supported, and it's not because of something I chose to do. It's just the way I was raised. I have a small farm. I raise my own beef. I raise my own pork, my chickens. I have three catfish ponds, a garden. We can, and it's a lifestyle that we grew up to learn and appreciate. And we got away from it for a while, but we've got back to it. Even though I could probably make it a year without any outside sources of food or medicine or anything. What about the people right down the road? You know.
What concerns me most, the comparison between now and 1929, is in 1929 America still had a moral. People back in those days were not going to go and rob grocery stores and kill the man next door to them in order to get food when their baby was crying at night.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we don't have that moral fiber in the United States of America any longer. And there's no way to compare what is taking place right now with the collapse of the dollar and what the eventual reaction of the American people will be when it goes much lower. There's no way to compare it to anything that has ever happened in the past. So may I urge you, please get our survival guide. At least look it over. It doesn't cost a penny. We will even pay the postage to send it to you. Call our 800 number and let us send you our free survival catalog. This is not just a few pages. This is a large catalog of everything that you could ever think of in light of what's happening. The number is 800-321-2900, and the moral fiber of today is what concerns me more than anything else. What about you?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Neighbors used to help each other, and that was the point I was wanting to get to. You'll never ride this storm out by yourself. I can be as prepared as possible, but if the people around in my community aren't prepared, like you say, a man gets hungry, he's gonna do whatever he has to do to feed his family and feed himself. If people are gonna ride this storm out, they're gonna have to do it as a community. And luckily, I live in a community where there's a lot of like-minded people as myself, and people better get back to the old thing of knowing their neighbors. A lot of people don't even know the man next door to them.
It's good to talk to them now, isn't it, to try to help them along and tell them to be self-sufficient, to do what needs to be done together.
You'll never make it alone. You'll have to do it as a community.
Well, that's right, and that's why neighbors are so important. That's right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it again.
Thank you for your show tonight.
Amen. We'll be talking again after the break. with more callers for Lindsay. He's consented to stay along for another 20 minutes, and we'll do that when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, in the final half hour of tonight's program on Republic, and I'm Rick Adams, your Paul Revere. We're sounding the alarm with Lindsay Williams tonight, and let me see if I can grab some more calls for you, Lindsay. Let's see, Rita is next in Texas, I believe. Hello, Rita.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Mr. Williams, I've been listening to you, and I believe everything that you're telling me about the oil. But this is, I would like to share my viewpoint. I really think that there's going to be one of two things that are going to happen. I personally believe that what is happening is a communist takeover of our country, except it's being done without the revolution in Russia. And with the oil prices going the way they are, and I personally, in my own life, is being adversely affected by it. I mean, my husband and I, our gasoline bill is running $450 a month, and it's really hurting us. The other thing, and I live outside of Austin, the other thing, too, that I see is that as the price of oil goes up, I see mass starvation coming into this country, because I don't see how the farmers are going to be able to afford to even till the land in order to feed us. And I remember my history going back to Eastern Europe, where the communists are the Jews. I am so sick and tired of the ignorance of the American people with regards to the Jewish influence that is in our government and is in control of our government. Benjamin Friedman had given a speech in 1961. He was a former Jew, warning the American people that we will go the way of Germany if we do not wake up with regards to the Jewish influence. Mm-hmm. Cherkov is a Jew, you know, this Orthodox Jew that is being contemplated for our Attorney General, who seems to dodge the torture deal. They're Jews. And either we will slowly, one by one, be annihilated, just as it was done in Russia, or, sir, there's going to have to be a forceful resistance. Because the people are either going to slowly starve or they're going to go up in arms.
Do you see that taking place, that resistance, Rita?
I've been sensing it for quite some years. It's not going to be on your program. You know, these people, like, for example, they're talking about militias. All they are just red herrings, because anyone who has any common sense, when you're going to resist, you're not going to let the enemy know that you exist.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this stuff, like, for example, having these militias, I personally, some of them have been Freemasons that who've organized this, and I think what this does is to take the naive and mm-hmm. expose them to where they can be arrested and incarcerated. We don't have a judicial system where there can be a peaceful resolution of what is going on.
So it's not going to be something that's a telegraphed, organized rebellion, you saying?
I don't think so.
It'll be spontaneous, do you think?
I think it's going to, whether or not it's going to be spontaneous. See, Rick, I'm of the belief that there's some kind of a resistance that already exists,
mm-hmm.
and that the government is aware of it. And I think that the government more than likely has been warned about a resistance,
mm-hmm.
because common sense tells you, Rick, we already had one 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if the government was so sure that they could get away with another one, we would have had one a lot faster.
Well, I think, really, to be honest with you, they're hitting us now with a massive economic 9/11. And this is going to have a devastating consequence, as you've just outlined on the program.
Well,
it's a different form, but it's nonetheless devastating. When we see hundreds of thousands of people dislocated, millions losing their homes and so forth, what would be the difference between that and a massive massive storm or earthquake or fires or a 9/11 with terrorism? When you come right down to it, this is a massive dislocation taking place in our country right now, and it's just beginning.
The communists did it in Russia.
Oh,
they did
sure,
it in Eastern
sure.
Europe. They're doing it in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin warned the Continental Congress against having the Jews mm-hmm. have any position of government in this country. And if the American people that are non-Jewish don't wake up, mm-hmm. I mean, there were over 100 million Christians that were annihilated from the Russian Revolution until the 1970s. That's coming to this. I mean, to me, it's already started with regards to the so-called war on drugs.
Yeah,
it's
pretty advanced in the game now, and the hour is getting pretty late. So.
You know, talk is cheap, but I firmly believe that,
yeah.
that you know, Lexington and Concord is getting ready to happen again, and just like the old saying is, you know, tyranny always comes in the form of a uniform, and if you have military rule that sets up in here, history shows you're going to have mass imprisonment and mass murder. So there's no other alternative for the American people other than to resist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting back waiting, and as far as I'm concerned, I celebrate every time I hear a cop get shot, a judge get shot, or a lawyer get shot. They're getting afraid of us for just reason. So I'm just going to, you know, I appreciate the warning and everything, but I'm just waiting until the bullets start flying.
All right, Rita, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. We let Rita get that right off her chest, Lindsay.
She sure did.
Well, you
she's
know.
She's correct about the farmers, though.
Well, I'll tell you, she's right on the money on a lot. You know, the thing is, we have a gullible, asleep public, and it's true that in Eastern Europe, and then the communist Bolshevik takeover, it all happened while people slept. And, you know, that's the tragedy. While you sleep, Satan is working day and night. And he's not giving up. And unfortunately, many Christians have gone to sleep, Lindsay, and they have just totally gone to bed and said, we're going to wait for the rapture, or we're going to wait for, for a second coming, and we're just going to ride the storm and don't worry about a thing. And to me, that is not the right attitude to take. And what we're reaping is we're going to have our children and grandchildren dying because of that. And they have to stand fast in the liberty they were given by God. And they have to expose the evil, unfruitful works of darkness, wherever they may be. And they're not doing that largely. A few are, thanks to your good efforts and our good efforts and all of us together. But I think while you slept, all of this has been taking place. That's the tragedy. Let's take another call, Lindsay, for you. And let's take, Well, here's Mr. Survival himself, was called before, Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Oh, Gary dropped off? I'm sorry. All right, well, we'll take DJ then. Hello, DJ. You're next on the program.
Hi. I kind of get tired of getting stuck after Rita. But, boy, I don't know if that's a coinkydink or not.
All right, well, anyway, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
It brings up a subject other than what I really wanted to talk about. I am tired of the fake Christians, the fake Jews, the fake Catholics, the fake this, the fake churchianity, the fake religianity, and this group and that group and the other group is the total responsibility for all of our woes. So if we just get rid of one bunch, we won't have problems. Oh, haven't we heard that before? Where? Anyway, yes, it did happen while everybody was asleep. My personal gut feeling, having been in agriculture myself in years past, is that most likely the prices are going to skyrocket as soon as all the combining is done.
And as soon as what?
Combining, harvesting, corn drying, grain drying, processing, or pretty much you're hauling it, and then your fall tillage, because a lot of the very expensive anhydrous ammonia is put on, and the globalists might lose a little bit too much before they bankrupt the remaining farmers.
Are you a farmer?
I used to farm. I was dairy, hogs, beef, and cash crop, row crop. And it's something I wish I had not had to leave. Anyway, we need a lot of people like Gordon Call. I truly wish I knew what it was that he was presenting to the people in agriculture to keep the federal land banks garbage and their fraud, actually, from being allowed to take place. I had personal dealings with federal land bank pulling fraud and confiscating some farmland. But you know, if your partners do not listen and get an attorney, kind of get outvoted. Anyway, my point was, and question for Mr. Lindsay.
Yes.
Is there any probability, I know it's possible, probability that the critters in Congress can be pressured enough and the governors and state legislatures can be pressured enough to literally nationalize the Federal Reserve? I realize that's a big thing, but I would really like to see that, and a freeze on the mortgage foreclosures on the individual level.
Now, how would you respond to those questions, Lindsay?
I think our only possible, even vague, ray of hope would be Ron Paul. There's no one else up there that will listen.
Oh,
they
agreed.
Positively are balked by the
Well, now, you know, we had a congressman, and you know, you've had several who have tried to tackle the Federal Reserve, and I guess Henry Gonzalez was probably the most prominent. You recall him, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yes, and
quite
then I know
well.
What happened to John F. Kennedy.
And you remember what happened to Gonzalez. He got out while the getting was good.
Sure.
He threatened audits and investigations into the Federal Reserve, and he was starting to take all this serious. And there were several attempts made on his life, as you know.
Well, that's one
that
thing you just don't touch.
That's the key, you see, to this conspiracy, is this whole banking system that is destroying America. Not just destroying the dollar, but destroying our independence with it.
But
and
is there any probability
that.
Of that?
Excuse me?
Is there any probability of that? Because if we don't get this stopped, and I also would include a freezing of all bank accounts before they take more out of the country.
Well,
I mean, most of it is already out of the country. But
my opinion is it's not going to happen. But, Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think Ron Paul would probably try it. Whether he would be able to live any longer than John F. Kennedy did, who knows. But at least I think he would try.
So it's not going to happen as far as nationalizing the Federal Reserve, which is supposed to be national, is not.
No, because the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express is. And here you're dealing with the elitist of the world.
Yeah, all right. Well, I agree, but the problem goes much deeper than just the Federal Reserve. And, Lindsay, you touched on it when you mentioned the Depression era and how people were different then than now. We have a moral crisis, not just a financial crisis. And we have a crisis of morality and of people looking to government rather than to the Father in the kingdom. You know, they're not looking to him for their daily bread. They're looking to the government. And that is the core of the problem, in my opinion. And until you deal with that, you might as well just say, hey, it's every man for himself and do the best you can. But other than that, no, the nation has not repented and the nation has to repent and get back to him. That's my prescription. All of these problems can be solved, but first you have to address the root cause. Am I making sense there?
Yes, I hope, and I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, I hope that the elitists move too fast in the financial field, because the most sensitive part of anybody's anatomy is the rear pocket.
Yes.
And if they move too fast
right.
in the direction of collapsing the dollar, I think we possibly could have some rebellion that will even surprise them.
All right. I hear you. I hear you. Well, caller, we have to run, but I hope we haven't given you short shrift.
No.
Being honest in my answer, and I don't know what else I can tell you. And Lindsay's being honest for you, too.
None of us have time for anything other than straightforwardness.
Right.
This
system is so big,
doesn't.
This thing is so big, that you don't just pick away at it. And Congress is becoming so insignificant now with the imperial presidency and the courts and so forth that, you know, it defies logic to think that they, unless they act in unison, are going to do anything to stop this madness because they're part of the madness, unfortunately. All right, thanks for the call. I'm glad to hear you call the program.
Thank you.
New callers all the time. Lindsay, we're at the end here of this segment. This has been far more interesting, and it's gyrated back and forth in all directions tonight. So I'm very thankful you came on the program, and I want to give you that one last chance to repeat the number again where they can take advantage of your offers.
Rick, the number is 800-321-2900. Now, whether you want my DVDs, and by the way, I forgot two things. Oh, please. My book, Energy Non-Crisis, I'm going to give it to you as a gift with the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
When you purchase them, you'll also get my book entitled You Can Live, 263 pages
mm-hmm.
on alternative health. And there are operators standing by right now, even tonight, even if you just want the survival guide. It's free. They even pay the shipping to get it to you. But if you want my entire set of 9 DVDs, you only pay for 4. I give you 5 additional ones, which is 9 total, 15 hours of digital DVD viewing. The number is toll-free, 800-321-2900. And, Rick, I don't know how to say enough appreciation and thanksgiving for what you do in telling so many people the issues every day. You grant me the privilege maybe every month and a half, 2 months of being on your show and I plug what's happened just within the past short period of time, you have the privilege of getting out there every day and informing these people of what's happened in the past 24 hours. And I just want to say on my behalf, and I'm sure on the behalf of those out in your listening audience who don't call in every day, thank you. Mm. We appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. We both we certainly give it the best we can. That's all we can do, and give God the praise, you know, for this opportunity. We're here for a reason, and we're doing it, and that's what counts in His economy. So, again, you don't have to wait another 6 weeks or so to come back. If you'd like to, you just give me a call, or I'll call you, and we'll update whatever you hear. By all means, don't hesitate to call us and tell us, I've got something I want your listeners to know. Even for an hour, we'll be happy to have you on next month, okay?
Rick, thank you. Folks, set your spiritual house in order. Listen to everything you're hearing Rick Adams say on the Radio Avenger. He's right. Take it to heart.
Amen. Okay. Amen, Lindsay. We'll talk to you next time, next month, hopefully.
Thank you.
Amen. Good night. Well, that gives me just time now to prepare for the next commercial break, after which I will give you the outline of the programs coming up on Uncensored, Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And please don't forget, while you're at it, support Republic Broadcasting Network in your prayers and in your giving, your business, your buying, Republic Trading as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, round up the boys.
righty. Hey, we're in the last 5 minutes here now. I'm not going to have time to take any more calls. Just to give you some footnotes and programming notes. Tomorrow night, we have planned a discussion slash debate, if you will, on the biblical accounts of creation. Creation of the earth, creation of the world, creation of animal life, and creation of the races. And you know Gene Smith will be one of those people who will be taking a position. And, of course, in addition to Gene, there will be another individual. By the way, I gave the wrong name last night. It is not the individual that I mentioned, not Carl. But, in fact, it will be someone else who does represent the creation account from a foundation, an organization that teaches its own particular creationist creed. Answersingenesis.org. And that individual will be Mike Riddle. He will take a position that will differ greatly, I'm sure, from Gene Smith. So that will be a very interesting 2 hours tomorrow night. I think it's a very good program that you will find fascinating. In the first hour, we'll let them talk, and then later in the second hour, we'll take calls. Then Friday night, we have invited, once again, columnist D.V. Kidd to reappear again on the show. She, of course, has written extensively now on the H.R. 1955, Senate Bill 1959, companion bill on the so-called Homegrown Terrorism Act. And those of you fellow terrorists out there, next Monday night, I believe, we have scheduled a gentleman, Robert, who is very active in the local Texas area, Ron Paul. He's a partisan for Ron Paul, but he's also highly partisan against Hillary Clinton. And he professes himself to be quite expert on all of the theories and all of the facts surrounding Mrs. Clinton, going back to the days in Arkansas, going back at least 3 decades. So that will be an interesting program as well. And then, of course, much more than that during the week. So we hope to be able to have this Zionist, anti-Zionist debate with Mike Piper or Mark Glenn and the other side coming up on this program, by the way. So we're planning that, and we will be looking forward to your participation in the program. All right? And just remember, again, to join us every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern Time, 7 West Coast Time, and continue to do what you are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that very few of you ever call this talk show, only a tiny fraction of the percent who hear it. So spread the word. Continue to do what you know has to be done. And first and foremost, as Lindsay said, is to set your spiritual house in order and prepare for the day when all of that around you will collapse like quicksand. You don't want to build your house on sinking quicksand, that's for sure. And you don't build a roof first. You build a foundation. The foundation is in Him. All right. Excellent show, as always. Thank you for calling. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with our creation debate or discussion, whatever. Hopefully a very polite and civilized discourse, and that's what I like. We'll do that then. And I, once again, thank you for your support. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow night, God willing.
With recent